With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Tomorrow, voters in Wright County will go to the polls to vote for or against a renewal of the county's emergency medical services tax to levy the annual amount of $586,652 for 15 years. If approved, the tax would not exceed 70 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. The current tax has been on the books for 5 years after the Wright County Board of Supervisors deemed EMS to be an essential service in the county. Polls are open tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. The Hardin County Board of Supervisors today will consider the previously tabled item to provide a cash contribution to the Region 6 Housing Trust Fund. The Hardin Supervisors will also consider approval of the county's Statement of Safety Policy and the County Safety Committee. The Hardin County Board of Supervisors meet today 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Eldora. Today, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors will consider approval of a resolution to increase wages for county employees. The Franklin Supervisors also consider a resolution to amend the employee handbook concerning the section on vehicle operations. Franklin County Board of Supervisors meet today 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Hampton. Today, the Hancock County Board of Supervisors will consider accepting the resignation of a Veterans Affairs Commissioner. The Hancock Supervisors will also receive an update on the county's recycling program. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors meet this morning at 9 o'clock at the courthouse in Garner. South Dakota's Public Utilities Commission appears to be on the verge of denying a pipeline construction permit to Iowa-based Summit Carbon Solutions. The Iowa Utilities Board hearing on Summit's request to build its carbon pipeline through Iowa started in August. A similar hearing before South Dakota regulators is scheduled to start today. However, the Sioux Falls Argus Leader is reporting a motion filed by staff for South Dakota's Public Utilities Commission State Summit's proposed route in South Dakota does not follow ordinances in four South Dakota counties. Those counties require buffer zones between the pipelines and city limits as well as around homes. The document filed in South Dakota says that means the company's permit application violates South Dakota law. If it gets waivers from counties or changes the pipeline route in South Dakota, Summit Carbon Solutions has proposed a 2,000-mile pipeline through Iowa and four other states to ship liquid carbon from Midwest ethanol plants to underground storage in North Dakota. Today, the Allison City Council will consider a resolution directing the acceptance of a proposal to purchase $445,000 in general obligation capital loan notes. The Allison Council will consider raises for the public library staff. We'll be asked to set the date and time for trick-or-treating. Allison City Council meets today 5:15 p.m. at City Hall. The Marble Rock City Council today will discuss the appointment of a zoning administrator. We'll consider combining extra bank accounts and will continue to discuss an income survey. The Marble Rock City Council meets today 7 p.m. at City Hall. Today, the Sheffield City Council will discuss filling a vacancy on the council. The Sheffield Council will hold a public hearing concerning a proposed loan agreement for the issuance of $150,000 general obligation street equipment acquisition note, and the City Council will consider a time off request submitted by the library director. The Sheffield City Council meets later today, 7 o'clock at City Hall. The Hampton City Council will not hold a workshop meeting today. The next regular business meeting of the Hampton City Council will be held on Thursday. So again, no workshop meeting for the Hampton City Council for today. Today, the AGWSR School Board will discuss an early retirement plan and will consider approval of the School Budget Review Committee's modified allowable growth special education deficit. The AGWSR School Board meets today, 7 p.m. at the Wellsburg Center Library. Today, the Iowa Falls School Board will discuss a bid to replace the fire alarm system at Riverbend Middle School. The existing system is outdated and the bid received is for $172,800. If the board approves the bid, the other fire alarm systems in the district will be reviewed for possible improvements or replacements. In other business, the Iowa Falls Board will discuss whether or not to have an early retirement program. The Iowa Falls School Board meets today, 6 p.m. at Rock Run Elementary School. Well, this week is homecoming week at Hampton Dumont Cal. Tomorrow will feature aftershave volleyball at 6 p.m. at the high school gym and a powder puff football game at 7 p.m. at the football field. The homecoming parade will be held Friday, 1:45 p.m. will feature a new route. The parade will begin at the courthouse, will travel along First Street Northwest to the high school. Leslie Prolly Osborne is the student council advisor. Tells Radio On The Go News the route will help keep most activities at the high school.
It actually was a combination of our building management team and conversations that we had with our transportation department about how hard it is to get busing up and around the band shell and to get all of the students there that we want to get there. And so thinking about how we could keep the traditional route and make it more accessible to more people by reversing the parade route, we won't cross Highway 3 or shut any of that down, and we will end at the high school. So that will give plenty of place for parking. We have students with some mobility issues and limitations that won't be excluded from traveling up to the band shell. And so really just focusing on the pride that we have in our school.
The King and Queen coronation will be Thursday, 8 p.m. at the football field with a student bonfire to follow at 8:30. The King candidates are Kale Burmaster, Scott Haar, Tucker Heron, Gavin Meter, and Brody Walton. The Queen candidates are Tegan Bird, Avalyn Hobson, Heather Howry, Lydia Moss, and Trinity Swart. The King and Queen coronation will be broadcast live right here on 104.9 KLMJ Thursday starting at 7:45 p.m. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Father Kevin Earlywine with the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Hampton and the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Ackley. We'll talk about the Ask Me Anything event he's hosting on September 19th, that's next Tuesday, at Rustic Brew in Hampton. People of all faiths are welcome to attend the event. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. Rainfall totals around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall totals by going online to radioonthego.com and looking under the weather tab. Allison picked up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, Applington 9 one-hundredths, Charles City 3 one-hundredths of an inch, Clarion 2 one-hundredths, Dalles 5 one-hundredths of an inch, Fort Dodge 16 one-hundredths, Hansel 3 tenths of an inch, Iowa Falls 15 one-hundredths, Marshalltown 38 one-hundredths of an inch, Mason City 3 one-hundredths, Rowan, a tenth of an inch. Waterloo and Webster City, each receiving 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And in Hampton at our studios, 12 one-hundredths of an inch of rain falling in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 72, and the low of 55. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.